Were you responsible for safety issues as well?
No, I wasn't on the pure straight construction.
Okay. So no site visits or?
Well, yeah, once in a while, okay. And I'd go up when they had completion, things like that. But the state, I wasn't working for the state at the time. I was just a consultant for Alyeska. We had to redesign some of the guardrails because we had to make them higher. The truckers didn't like the low guardrails, so we put on higher guardrails. You know, I mean, you're perched up in a truck above the river. It's a little unnerving to drive across the river there. So we worked on a lot of that kind of thing.
Give me an idea of the width of the bridge, the height of the bridge.
The total out-to-out width is about 50 feet, counting the outside of the pipe supports. The roadway is about 30 feet. Some of the piers are, the tallest pier is 120 feet or so above the river, but it extends on down another 70 feet or so to the river bottom. So they're extremely high piers.
What is the life of the bridge? And this, because if it's on its 30-year anniversary. Mm-hmm.
It'll be there hundreds of years from now. Fairbanks, in spite of what it looks like, is a very mild atmospheric condition. In other words, for corrosion, there's virtually no rust up there. You have ice forces. The piers are, you know, heavy, heavy piers. They're pre-stressed to the rock in the bottom of the river. So they're really substantial structures. I'd say in several hundred years it'll still be there.
Is that unique?
This one is that strong for two reasons. The piers had to be that strong to resist the ice forces, which are huge, largest ice forces ever at the time, you know, like 1,300 tons on the end of each pier sideways, you know, something like that. So as a result, this huge, substantial support mechanism had to be built for other reasons. And also the seismic loads, which caused the steel frames to have to be substantial also. So just because of those two things, it's going to last a long time.